This is Joe Rogan, and you are listening to I Got Your Six podcast with Dr. J.R. Bell, and now news and review.
Hey, everybody. You got to take this very seriously. This is the master, the maestro, the man in all his glory. Your hood professor, emeritus, Dr. J.R. Bell. I am the one and only. I am your king and maestro in ceremonies. Yes. This is the news and review. Allow me to tell you what's going on in this week from around the world and everything else. Top story right now, Israel ordered a new evacuations in the city of Rafah. As UN says, more than 150,000 people have fled. This is what's going on. The city of Rafah and local time in Israel, local time in the Middle East, local time. Rafah is one of the cities in the area in the Palestinian territory City of Rafah. Rafah is one of the strongholds that the terrorist group Hamas has. Also, the terrorist group Hezbollah, because they haven't talked about Hezbollah, and I'm going to mention it, is also part of Hamas, have all in that area of Rafah. And the Palestinians, also along with talks with the UN, as well as the State Department, along with the CIA director, because here's the problem. The reason, and the UN, that also the president of the United States, our president, if you live in the United States, our president, Joseph R. Biden, have decided that he will stop sending weapons to Israel if Israel will go in and continue to do what they're doing. Is that going to help? No. Is that going to hurt? Probably. So basically what I'm going to tell you, it probably is going to hurt. So it will probably hurt what's going on in Rafah. It is probably going to hurt what's going on in Rafah. So that may hurt or help. It varies on what's going on. So, yeah, they may do it and they may not. Just depends on how they do things over there, dealing with Rafah and stuff. Now, also, what's going on over there in the Middle East is that they're trying. See, here's what the problem is when it comes to the Middle East and stuff. Here's what's going on in the Middle East area. Here's what's going on into the Middle East. I can wait. And what's going on over there in the Middle East is this. Is that they're fighting over there. And Hamas, the terrorist group, allegedly terrorist group. You have to say allegedly because a lot of people always say, well, what do you mean? Yeah, let's say allegedly. The terrorist group Hamas has embedded themselves within the locals, Palestinians. So you don't know whether the person is either a Palestinian local, or a Palestinian Hamas terrorist group. And that's what they're having this issue with. So it's kind of like you don't know, you do know, they're not sure. So it's one of those kind of things. Is it a local? Is it a friendly? Is he terrorist? Because the terrorist group sometimes can be a local person, can be your next door neighbor, can be part of Hamas or part of Hezbollah. And with the IDF, the Israel Defense Force, they can't tell the difference because they don't know. So basically what they're doing is they're just bombing everybody. They don't know. They're just bombing everybody. They're just figuring we're going to bomb everybody because everybody's going to get it. All right. And that's what they're doing. They are bombing everybody, and they want to make sure they don't care. They're just figuring, we're going to get everybody. Sorry, casualties of war, and that's what they're doing, part of the casualties of war, and that's how they're doing everything. So as they're doing that now, also in the news, as well as in the news, it's also Man City ahead early, Gervardo, a defender, cuts through the Fulham for an opener. Yes, that's football. And for those, when I say football, I'm talking about Europe. I'm talking about global football, not American football. There's two different types of football. There's regular football, and then there's global football. Global football is, for those who don't know, that's soccer. Around the world, they call it football. The reason why, because you're kicking it with your foot, and that's football. So now you know, okay? That's that. So now you know on that. Now, also, want to tell you what's going on. The weather has been pretty good in northeastern area. We're having a lot of tornadoes, high winds. Certain areas in the United States, they're having a good drought area. Certain areas or heavy rains that did not know there was heavy rains for around that area. Also, what's going on, there's also the court case dealing with Stormy Daniels and President and former President Donald John Trump. They showed checks that Donald John Trump wrote, signed with his signature Sharpie. He used a signature Sharpie style pen, heavy hand signature. So Donald John Trump signed, and they showed the checks and stuff. See, basically on this one right here, Donald John Trump is doing all this stuff right here. People are having this issue or saying what's going on. They're figuring out why is this all this is about. What's going on? Because Donald John Trump is doing all this stuff. Yes, Donald John Trump is doing all these signatures and signing all these things and stuff. A lot of people are having issues about the bills and things that are going on, and he's indicted. He might be president of the United States. And if he is the president of the United States, he might win. He might actually win the nomination and stuff. And he might actually get into office. If he gets in the office and wins, then he will become the first president to run the White House from a jail cell. I doubt that if he does get indicted and he wins the nomination, he probably will not sit in a jail cell, because that would be one of the worst things you could do, to put someone in jail and let them run the country. That would be, and he could not do a regular jail cell like a normal prison. He would have to go to a federal installation designed just for the president. He would be the first ever in history. So for that, that's what I mean on that one. So to let you know on that, and that's on something simple as that. Also, to let you know about what's going on around the world. Also, there's been things about what's going on in Hollywood. Movies are coming out. The movie If is coming up May 17th with Ryan Reynolds and stuff. And stuff like that. There's also things that are going on around the world. There's also people are fed up with the economy because the taxes are getting too high. People are saying, yes, minimum wage went up in certain states, but the cost of living went up as well. So it's like a catch 22. Sooner or later, people are always looking at what's going on with the stock market. It's fluctuating. If you live anywhere except the East Coast, the stock market's at 4 o'clock in the morning. And you have to realize one thing. 4 o'clock in the morning, you need to be ready at 4 o'clock in the morning to be there for the stock market, okay? At 4 o'clock in the morning, East Coast time. It has to be New York time, because that's when the stock market opens up on Mondays. So if you live on the West Coast, you have to set an alarm to know that whatever time New York time is, at 4 o'clock, that's when you wake up to watch the stock market. That's when it opens up and you can look at the stock market and check everything and see what's going on. I want to tell everyone out there, listen, have a wonderful time. I'll come back and I'll talk to you later for the news in review. This is the quick weekend review for the week ending May 10th. Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy yourself. We'll come back and talk to you later. All right. I'm out.
Joe Rogan here. Thanks for tuning in to I Got Your Six podcast, where we've got your back on all things insightful, inspiring, and empowering. Remember, no matter the challenges you face, you're never alone. Stay strong, stay resilient, and always remember, we've got your six. Until next time, take care and keep making a positive impact in the world.